sagt von Omar Abaye. Boi Abaye, bitte. Boi Abaye. Yoda ish al odom mao she teosa ki tamalu. Does the yad ha odom that Toshe Taisus, he's standing in a reshus hayokit. And he stretches out his hand and he has peiris in his hand. And the hand is in a reshus haram. Mao she teosa ki tamalu. Does the hand get a halacha of a kamalu? The Pashtus Lashon of the Gemara is, why should it become a Kamalus? Al Tkna. Mikon Su Rabbonon Laduri Lagabe. To the Rabbonon canton him. He's not permitted to schlep back his hand. Oiloi. Or not. Let us see Rashi. Boy Abai. Hashte Chazinen the Lav Bosa Gufe Shadinelo. Le'inyin Ichiyuve Mideraite. Since we see that the hand does not have a halacha of the Rishus that he is standing in, that if he's standing in the Rishus HaYochid, his hand does not have a din of Rishus HaYochid if the hand is in the Rishus HaRamin. Alma Iflig Rishus. So we see the hand in the different Rishus is Iflig, it's Chaluk from the Rishus of the Guf. It's Mi Achmer Alol Rabbonon. So with the Rabbonon Machmer ready, Lemehevi Kaumlet, that they should give a shame Kamalis on the hand. L'mayin Abdomina, the Heiched, the Hoishit Yodai Malaya L'shus Acheret. If he stuck out his hand to a different Rishus, he's in a Rishus HaYochad, and he stuck out his hand to Rishus HaRabim, Lo Yachzirenu Atzloi, he's not permitted to bring it back. And what will be, Ustehei Kach Pshuta Atshetechsha, so he'll have to remain stretched out, Atshetechsha. Why? Even the lav bosa gufa greira, since we assume that it is not nigra bosa de guf, not this law rishus achers midarabon, so it is a different rishus midarabon. And we see there is such a thing, the gozo rishus midibrain, there is such a thing as a rishus tarabon, the shabbos, shaosa lahachnis loitimi mena lishus ayachid lishus arab. One is not permitted to take from a kamalus to rishus a yochid, rishus a rabmush, my kamalus. Kedisanya bepilkin baud rishus le shabbat. Kamalus, what is the translation of kamalus? Loshin yao vi kamiloi, which means a loshin sode. She'enoi loi hiluch tomid le rabim, loi tashmish rishus a yochid. A kamalus is not a mokim hiluch a rabim, and it's not a tashmish rishus a yochid. So the shayla is, mi kam suha. Hoyo behisto bo behisto. So, according to Rashi, the shayla of the Gemara is that since he was not permitted, that's for sure, he's not permitted to make an akira and stick out his hand in the Rishus HaRabim. So since he did an Isser, so the knas was that they put a din kamalus on his yad, and now he'll have to keep it there the whole Shabbos, because one is not permitted to take from a kamalus to a rishus hayot. That was the shayt. Eloi, or maybe they didn't count. Toshma, hoi so yodai malaya peiris. We learned about Aisha that says as follows. He was told the land was malaya peiris. Vahaytiya luchut. Tani chode osalach zira. One baraisa we learned, he's not permitted to bring back his hand. The tani ido mutalach zira, that he's permitted to bring back his hand. So mamish this shaila, and this is a machloikis in two baraisa. My love, the hokim iflugi. This is the machloikis. The machloikis is in Abaye shaila. The mouth of the baraisa that holds it is also to bring back his hand. He holds that they counted him, they gave a din kamalus on the yacht, so therefore he's not permitted to bring it back. Umar sov, and the Baraita holds that it's mutter, lav ki kamalus on. He holds that it's not a kamalus. The Mamela, so the shayla of Abaye is a machloikis in two Baraita. So the Gemara says, lo, you cannot be poishit from these two Baraitas, the shayla of Abaye. It could be the kula alme ke kamalism. It could be that both baraisis hold that if he stretch out his hand into a rishus harabim, it has a din of a kamalism. So the baraisa that says it's also, of course, because it has a din of a kamalism. Veloy kashe. The Braise that says it's mutter will be speaking about when it's lamaylo miyasor, and therefore it doesn't have a din of a kabbalah. Let us see what Rashi says. Veloy kashe. Kan lamata miyasor. If it is lamata miyasor, so lamata miyasor has a din of a rishus harabim. The rishus harabim is till asor at kohen. So if he stretched out his hand, lamata miyasor, he stretched it out in the rishus harabim. He did an iser. So therefore they come to him and they put on his hand a din kamala. So he's not allowed to bring it back in. By stretching out his hand, he did no issa whatsoever. So there's no knas from the meila, so therefore he's permitted to bring it back. Let us see Rashi. Lemata miyud rishus harabim hu kansu rabono. So the rabbonim comes to him, v'shavu kalmelis toloy lehedra, that he's not permitted to bring back the hand. Lemaila miyud da avir mokim pturu, here's a loch of a mokim pturu, to this nan ba'azayrik, hazayrik talad amis b'koysa lemaila miyud tfochim, kizayrik ba'avir opotel. Lay have rishus harabim lemaila miyud. Lemaila miyud is no rishus harabim, so there's no din zayrik tal damas rishus harabim. Tilkach loikam tzua. The whole shaila of kalmelis was only because we should counsel him. Here they didn't counsel him. The lav isura of it. So iboy yisayme, you could say that everyone holds that lemata miyud has a din kalmelis. That's one way you could say. Then the Gemara says, you can say the other way also. You could also say that both Paraisas are speaking about Lamata Miyasor. The Lav Ki Kamalist don't. In both Paraisas hold that is not a Kamalist. The Loikashe Kami Ba'oyoyim Kami Shechshecha. If he stuck out his hand miba'oyoyim and it remained there till after night, he's permitted to bring it back. Why not? Mishach Sheikha, they confident him that he shouldn't bring back his hand. Iboyoyim, loikonsu rabbonon, Mishach Sheikha, konsu rabbon. Let us see Rashi. The Rashi says as follows. Both Paraisas are speaking about that his hand is Lamata Miyutfo, number one. Vilav Ki Kalmelis, though, in Chazal never made a knas. They never put on his hand a shame Kalmelis Lamehevi Rishuslav. But there's no such thing. That was a bias of it. Did they put on his hand a shame Kalmelis? No, could be both Paraisas hold. They never put on his hand a shame Kalmelis. So Mamela does it. Ka mi bo'oy yoin. Hishita mi bo'oy yoin. He stuck out his hand mi bo'oy yoin. It's lamata mi yud. Marviva mi shetersha. He brings it back mi shetersha. But why not? The lav rishus la'atmahi. It is not a bezunda rishus. They never gave his hand a shame kamala. Ela bosa gufo greire. It's just like his guf. Just like his guf is a rishus ayochet. And there's also rishus ayochet. So Mamela. So if he stuck out his hand, he bought a joint, he's permitted to bring it back. Kan mishetersha, but the other baraita that says that he's not permitted to bring it back. Mishetersha hoishita mishersheifa. He stuck out his hand, mishersheifa. Kontua. So there they come from. Now what is pshat in the knas? The loishetahei rishus la'atma. Not that the knas was. I mean, according to Rashi, till now, we have thought that it is also to bring back his hand. Chazal Constantine is not permitted to bring back his hand. But the knas is with a gether. It's with a lumdus. I mean, there's a reason why he can't bring back his hand. Because your hand is a din of a kamalist, and you're carrying from a kamalist into the shusayotis. That was the first tzad of the boy. Now the Gemara is saying that Chazal never did such a thing. They never put a rishus, a shame rishus on a hand. The hand is not a kamalis. Since yaday basa gufa greire, your guf is a rishus ayochid, the hand is also a rishus ayochid. The loishetei rishus latmo. they never put a shame reshus on the yad, the inkay, because if they would put a reshus on the yad, av mi boi yoimitzer, then you have to say mi boi yoimitzer also be yotzer. Why should it be yotzer? Because you have to be consistent. If you said that if the guf is b'shus ha-yochid, and the hand is b'shus ha-rabim, it has a shame kamalus, even though the shame kamalus is al tknas, but you have to be consistent already. If it is a kamalus, so if he stuck out his hand by yom and now it's Shabbos already, he cannot bring back the hand because we gave the hand a shame kamalus. Af mi by yom mitzvah. So therefore, the Gemara says no. Elo knasa ba'alme. If they only said a knas, since you did a avle by sticking out your hand, so we're going to counsel you that you're not permitted to bring back your hand. Why? Is there any lumdus? There's no lumdus. But we're asking you to bring back your hand. Mitayres knas, mitayres punishment, because you stuck out your hand b'isa. So that is what the Gemara says over here. So it comes out now, in Abaye Shaila, we cannot prove anything. We have three oifanim. It could be it's a machloikas tanoim. It could be everyone holds it's a kamalus, and it could everyone holds it's not a kamalus. So in Abaye Shaila, we don't know anything. That's not what the Gemara said. You found a baraita, but the baraita does not shed any light on Abaye Shaila. So now the Gemara is going to rear on a new nekuda. What are you telling me now? You're telling me the last lashon you told me that could be the baraita holds it's not a kamalus. Mishar sheicha, they counted him. And mi boi yoim, they didn't counsel him. So the Gemara asks, ipcha mistach. If you're saying that it is not a kamalus, in one place they counsel, in one place they didn't counsel, so lechere, this vore should be punsake. Mi boi yoim, if he stuck out his hand, mi boi yoim. So we are putting the knas on this person, and we are telling him, you're not permitted to bring back your hand. Now we have to understand, what is this person going to do? You're telling him you're not permitted to bring back the hand. So the zikha a possibility, we'll see there's a machlokes harishonim, but the zikha a possibility, you tell me not to put back the hand, I'll show you, I'll throw down the chavis, I don't keep out my hand the whole Shabbos. There is such a possibility, or other Rishonim say, he'll zikha throw it down. He can't hold the chayfet the whole Shabbos. He'll zikha throw it down. Either there's a possibility he'll throw it down, or he'll zikha throw it down. So the Melech of the Gemara says, when you're counseling, you have to be a rayas and Melech. So, mi boi yoin, if you counsel him, mi boi yoin. Now the reason of the knas mi boi yoin is, because Taki stuck out his hand Erev Shabbos by day, but when it became Shkia time, he should have brought back his hand. Why didn't he take it back then? So Al Kaponim, he did an avla by not bringing it back before the Shkia. So mi boi yoin, we could afford to counsel him. What'll be if he'll throw it down, the Isha delay, if he'll throw down the chesed, is lo osi lidei chiyat chata. So that means that if he'll throw it down, there never was an akiret. So even though he'll end up with an anoche, so we have nothing to lose. That means we're putting a knas, we're punishing him, he should keep his hand out there the whole Shabbat. He'll throw it down? No. Al koponim, he wasn't over achiyat chata. So we did not aggravate the situation. We did not make him a greater mechalel Shabbat by putting this knas on him. So therefore, liknesu rabbonon. There the rabbonon could counsel him. Mishach Sheikho. But if he went and stuck his hand out at night, now what's going to be if he's going to throw it down? The Isha delay. If he's going to throw it down now, he stuck out his hand, Mishach Sheikho. And you're telling him, we're counseling you, you did an avla by sticking that, you have to hold your hand there the whole Shabbat. So let's be a Rayat Anoyla, the Isha delay. What's going to happen if he's going to throw it out now? So then, he'll be mechuyev achato. That means he's an emes and mechalo Shabbos. was an Akira and the Hanoche. So there, Loiliknesu Rabbonon. So there is a story to say, your whole Knat is to enhance Shmiri Shabbos. Why you can't do it? He did an Avla by sticking out his hand. So you want to enhance Shmiri Shabbos, so we're going to teach him a lesson. This won't bring about Shmiri Shabbos. Your lesson will bring about Chilul Shabbos. If he's going to throw it down, he's going to be Mechalul Shabbos Beraisa. So there it's not Kedai to come to him. Loilik Nisru Rabot. L'chayre, so the Gemara says, the Svore is L'chayre Punkt Vakel. Let us see Rashi. Rashi says, Mi boy join the Shodei Lei Kloima. Heicha de Shita Mi boy join. When he stuck out his hand, Mi boy join. She'im tes renu la'azira. If you're going to put an Isser on him, that he's not permitted to bring back his hand. And the yashlich mi yodei ha-chayfis. And he's going to throw the chayfis, kidei lahokol tirchoy. It's very difficult to hold a chayfis all kabi. Lai osi li dei chiyiv shachatos. Then there won't be a chiyiv chatos on him. Lai havi akira b'shabbos. Because since he stuck out his hand, he bought a yoin, so there wasn't an akira b'shabbos. El anoche l'chude. The only will be, that means worst comes to worst, will be anoche. If he puts it down in Shabbos, he made a hanocha without an akira. We learned in the Mishnah, Shneim Pturim Avalasurim, it's Potter Avalosa. So the Mela so thinks, even if on the tzad that he will throw it down, it can only be Oivan Issa de Rabbonon, the Knat will not bring about more than an Issa de Rabbonon. There is a mocking for Knat. But what will be in the other Baraita when he stretched out his hand, Mishach Sheikho, Vishodilei Miyodoi. If he's going to throw it down, Al Yedei Knat, because of the Knat, Shetei Franu Lachziro. Nimtza mischayev chatos imshayyiko. Kol kamar will become a chuyiv achatos. David le'akire v'hanoche. Because since he stuck out his hand, mishach ha-sheicho, so he made an akire and he made an anoche. Loi kon suho rabonon. So then there's a svara to say that rabonon did not count. Why? The mutter is better, shalai nitnisanu, that we shouldn't count for him. Because by counting, we might be misavim that will even be a mechalo Shabbos deraisa. So l'chayre the Gemara says, if you have two beraises, one beraise said they did counting, and one beraise said they didn't counting, so l'chayre the svore chitzoyne should have been, that when there's a chash, he might end up with an iso de araise, then you don't count him. When there's no chash, he'll end up with an iso de araise, then they do count him. Umidiloi chayshis lahochi, since the bnei ha-yeshiva did not think of this chesmen, and they said a pung fakert a chesmen, mishach sheikh ha konsul mi boi yoim loi konsul, tibshay boi de rabbili. So with this we can be patient, the boy of Rabbi, which the Gemara will bring right now, that we'll see from this, the loinimnu chachomim melahamid divrayim, mibnechsha Hashem olayami ta'odem ben v'yase is the chomim. The chachomim never made such chesbonos. They didn't look so far. That's not their chesbon. This person did an avle, we have to count him. What might come out of that, that's not our chesmen. So we see from the Bnei Yeshiva that is the Tzvorah. A person, if there's a Tzvorah for a Knas, you have to make a Knas. Either might come out an Issa deraisa, that's not our problem. We have to do Ein L'dayno Masha'in of Royis. Now, he did an Avla, we have to count. We don't have to think what he might do later. That's his problem. That's not our problem. One small Nekude, the Svat Emes asks a Shaila, we mentioned, I think it was yesterday, we mentioned there's a there's a svare. The Geshita Sarosh holds like that. The Rosh holds that Akirat Yad Loi Havi Akira. And that means as follows, that if a person was standing in the Reshut HaYochid, and there was something in his hand, and he stuck out his hand into the Reshut HaRabim, so the Shita Sarosh is, the Rosh Yosef says Rashi also holds like that, that Akira Yad Loi Havi Akira. That Akira Yad Loi Havi Akira, that's how the Rosh passes the halacha. So the Sfas Emes asks a very pertinent question on the Rosh, and lives with Akasha. The Beraisa, we hear there are two Beraisas. One Beraisa said that it's Oso Letiyah, Mutal Letiyah. But what is the Beraisa talking about? Hoysa yodoi meleya peiris vahitiya lechus. Tani chode osa, tani chode muta. So it seems hoysa yodoi meleya peiris, it was meleya peiris before hitiya lechus. I mean, that was the case. The case it was meleya peiris. It was mibayyai meleya peiris. Vahitiya lechus, vahitiya lechus. So the Gemara says, it is hitiya lechus, so, itiya luchut mishach sheicha. So the Gemara is a pilpul. Why did you constant? He'll come lidei chilu Shabbos. Like the Sfas Emes, he won't come lidei chilu Shabbos. Because if the itiya luchut was mishach sheicha, so there was no an akire. Akire's yad loy havi akire. If the Baraita would have said he picked it up and he took it out luchut, so then he made an akire. The Baraita didn't speak about that case. The Baraisa said he had his yad was molei peiris, and he stuck out his hand mishach sheicha. So he says, according to the Rosh, this is not an akire. So what is the Gemara saying? I will come to chilul Shabbos. Akire's yad loy havi akire. So that's the Sfatam is kasha. Might think he got more kaponim. That's a gemara kasha on the Rosh. So let us go back to the sukkah. So the Gemara says, we see from your teretz, the teretz from the Bnei Yeshiva, we see that they do not reckon with the what might eventually come out from the Knas, even if eventually they might come out of Chilul Shabbos, the Chachamim didn't reckon with it. So the Gemara says, Ibezoi, Tivshoit, the Rabbizi Barabai. So Ibezoi, we can be poshet, the Shaila that Rabbizi Barabai declared. What was the Shaila? The boy Rabbi Barabai. Rabbi Barabai declared such a shayla. Hidvik pas betano. A person in Shabbos went, and he was medabek. And that was hidvik pas betano. We have to know that bizman chazal there were no racks and no baking pans. They used to go and take the dough and be madvik it to the kosle hatano. That's how they used to bake bread. Hidvik pas betano. A person in Shabbos was madvik a pas betano. In Shabbos. Now the shaila is, what is going to happen now? If he's going to leave it there, so come out and send the bacon Shabbos, he's a mechalo Shabbos. If he takes it out, then he won't be a mechalo Shabbos. But there's an issa of rediyas apas. One is not permitted to be roide hapat minatano. It's an issur d'rabon. Now we have a shrekelcha dilemma over here. This person had stuck a pas into the tanner in Shabbos. He won't do anything. He's going to be a machalo Shabbos. The only eitzah is to take it off the tanner. But that is an issur d'rabon. So Rabbi Barabai klar de shaila itiru loyle radoisoi koidem sheyovi li dechi yachatis. Were we matter the isa de rabbonon of Rabbi Yisapach in order that he shouldn't become a machalo Shabbos? Eloi itiru. For one thing matter. So Rabbi Barabai had such a shaila. Rabbi Yisapach is also. If we're going to stick to our guns, and we're going to say the Issa Rabiyas Apas remains in this case also, so this person will be a Machalo Shabbos. So are we Oikil the Issa the Rabbonon, or do we sit our gun? Chachala. Chachomim Memidu Devrein. Rabiyas Apas is also Rezosa, Chachala. You are Machalo Shabbos, you are Machalo Shabbos. Now you're not permitted to be mistaken, to make yourself ois mechal or Shabbos. So Rabbi Bar Abaye had a shayla. So the Gemara says, so now we can be poishet the boy from Rabbi Bar Abaye from the Bnei Yeshiva. The Bnei Yeshiva said, Mishach Sheikho. If he stuck out his hand, Mishach Sheikho, he's not permitted to bring it back, even though, by not permitting to bring it back, it will come out that what? That he might come to be Mechal Shabbos. So we see from the Bnei Yeshiva that you're not Chayish, Chachamim, Hemidu Divrayim, even though through this there will come out a Chilul Shabbos to your right. And for the Gemara, Halaykash, the Tipshit, that's right. Rabbi Bar Abaye is Shaila. From the Bnei Yeshiva, you can be Poshit that the Bnei Yeshiva holds that Hemidu Divrayim. That is the first heresy of the Gemara. Before we see Rashi, let us see the Taisus Yishonim on the side. The Taisus Yishonim on the left is often a kasha. The Taisus Rosh is this kasha. The Intayma, Heichi Tifshit, how could you be poishit from the Bnei Yeshiva that said that they asked that they counted him if hoyti yodei mishav sheicha? How can you be poishit from this halacha, the boy of Rabbi Bar Abaye? Why? Hode Rabbi vaday osi lideichi yechata. What sushtal are these two cases? In the case of Rabbi, there's no tut sodin. If we will not permit him to take off the path from the tunnel, he's a zichabi mechal Shabbos. There's no suffix about it. So the shaila is, were chachomim mamid divreihem b'mokayim vaday chilul Shabbos. That is the shaila of Rabbi Bar Abaye. Let us go to the case what the Bnei Yeshiva said. The Bnei Yeshiva said that Mishach Sheikha, if a person stuck out his hand, Mishach Sheikha, they constant him, he's not permitted to bring back to him. Now, if he won't bring back to him, does that mean that there'll be Vaday Chilul Shabbos? He can hold out his hand the whole Shabbos also. No, there's a possibility. Maybe there might come to Chilul Shabbos. So there's two shailas. Rabbi Shaila is a shaila midu divrayim b'mokim Vaday Chilul Shabbos. And that he has a suffix. And you're telling me that the yeshiva said hemidu divrayim b'mokim suffix Chilul Shabbos. So could be b'mokim suffix Chilul Shabbos hemidu divrayim, and b'mokim vadeh chilul Shabbos lo hemidu divrayim. That is the Taisus Yishonim's kash. So on this kash, the Taisus Yishonim says two terets. One teret v'yesh loima dohochinami vada. No, if you're going to come to him, and you're going to tell him that he has to hold the peiret, hoya yodai malaya peiret, he wasn't holding a raisin in his hand, he was holding cantaloupes in his hand, and you're telling him he has to hold it, the whole Shabbos, he can't hold it there the whole Shabbos. So he's zicher going to throw it down. So the zicher going to be a chilul Shabbos. So memele, it's mamish the same case. Through your hamoda, if you're going to stick to your guns and come to me the rabbanon, this will lead to a vada chilul Shabbos v'yirayis. So it's mamish the same like rabbi. And if the chachamim hold they come to, so tipshit the rabbi. The Gemara says tipshit. Inami, then Taisi Yishanim says a different way. No, it's not a vada that he's going to throw it down. Niralei lahashrei the rabbi. Aval gav the osi vaday lidei chiyuchato einoch anami by Rabbi Vi, there'll be a vaday chiyuchato mikol mokem ike chodo tivuse the ike iso beredie. But there's a svore, there's an iso beredie. That means redie sapas is also. So memele, since there's an isav radiyah sapat, there's a svara even though, vadai, come to chilul Shabbos, you can't be matter your isurim. That means the takon is chazal are not flexible. Wenn er eine Matische suchen, wie Asa Dredia Sapat. Na, grad for this person, if there'll be an Issa Dredia Sapat, there'll be a Machal or Shabbos, the Reis, if I'm fallen, we can't be Matische suchen. So, my male, since there's a Vadai Issa, there's an Issa of Dredia Sapat, so Dredia Sapat was not made for this person. There's an Issa slowly of Dredia Sapat. So, my male, so there is a Svore, that you should not be Matische. In our case, afal gas, the loy osi vadai, lidei chiyub chatos, leke iso becharos. Basha enkein bayos, enochanami the tzad chilu shabbos. Is not vadai isofis, but there's no iso chazor also. With clearing in our shayla, should we counsel him or not? So memele, so these two things balance out. Avadai Yisr and Avadai Chilul Shabbos is equivalent, should we put a knas on him, and there might be a suffix Chilul Shabbos. It seems the Gemara held that these two stodim are equal stodim, and if you're poishet one, you can be poishet the other. So the Gemara says, tifshet, finished, be poishet, to poishet the shaila of Rabbi Vibarabai. The boy is saying, then the Gemara says a second time, La'olam lo'y tifshet. La'olam lo'y tifshet. Now, just let us learn the beginning of Tosfos. The boy is saying, La'olam lo'y tifshet, to the Rashi, but this is Tosfos pshat in the Gemara. Nira l'ri, the lo'y gar sinam la'olam lo'y tifshet. The Ri was meichet. The boy is saying, "Meloilam leitivshet." He was meichet. By the aval gav the ikar shinu yachine. Even though there's another teret, I feel we're going to say another teret. The leitivshet shnei brayses adodi. Adai nikal emivshet the rabbi mibnei beis hamedrash miloy meshani ipre meklal the leitivshet. So the Ri asked a Meira Dike Kasha. The Ri asked the Tivshoit of the Sofik of Rabbi Barabaye was not from the Baraisis. The Tivshoit was from the Bnei Yeshiva. The Bnei Yeshiva fa'emfo that one Baraisis is Mishach Sheikha and one Baraisis is Miboy Yoin. So from them we see that they hold Hemidu Devreya. You could say Pumfaket, but if it's for the Baraisis, you could have said another Chesed. But, so the whole Raya was from the Bnei Yeshiva. So therefore, the Ri says one cannot be Geirish. Now we're going to say a different shot from the Baraisis. We're going to say a different shot in the Machloikas of the Baraisis, but the Tivshet is weiter a Tivshet, because we're approaching from the Bnei Yeshiva. So therefore, the Ri was Meichik. The voice saying below on my tipshot, and now we're already posted from the Bnei Yeshiva. We just want to say now what the machloikis is of the two barais. The loy kasha. Kan the shoygeik, kan the mezik. One barais says that the barais that said if he stuck out his hand, he is permitted to bring it back. So that's speaking about he stuck out his hand b'shoigik. And the mezit. B'shoigik loy kansu rabbonon. The mezit kansu rabbonon. Now let us see Rashi. The Rashi says, in Hidvik pas betanu, b'shabes b'shoigik. V'nizkar shehu shabes, koidim shetayot. The Kaimalon the Radias Apash Shvusi Shihi Chokhme Vein Amaloch. He Tiruloy as the Issa Medevrayim, or they matter the Issa Medevrayim, the Irdeno, and he's permitted to take off the path, Koidim Shetayoch, before he gets taken, the Yichayev Mishum Oife, because if it'll bake, what he'd been cleaved, I'll take a Shuav Maloch. They were not matter Loradoy Selechi Minatana. They were not matter Loradoy Selechi Minatana. He has to leave it there. B'shoigik loikansu rabon. So now Rashi says, Uderavivi loitivshoit meho. So Rashi did not learn like the Riz. Rashi learned, we have the problem, the Riz, Kasha, and Rashi, but Al-Kaponim, Rashi learned, if we're going to say a different pshat in the Machloikas HaBaraisin, so we want Poshet, the Sofik of Ravivi. Now let us see what Rashi says. Ude Ravivi loy tipshet mehoche loy leisa veloy lehefa. We have here two Baraisis. One Baraisis says that he stuck out his hands b'shoigik in Shabbos, he's permitted to bring it back. So that Baraisis, the high de loy kamsu b'shoigik, that way they didn't come to them b'shoigik. Lav mishum cheshosha tedul mishadilu miyodehu. Not because they were afraid he might come l'day achilu Shabbos. Elamishim bloy over the silver bemezit, because since he stuck out his hand, Shabbos b'shoigik. But chazoras yodei ain't afilu shvut. To bring back the hand is not even any for shvut. Eloi mishum knosim. The whole reason for not being able to bring back the hand is only out the knas. The hochel loy komis. Since the whole thing is a knas, and he was a shoigik, so therefore they didn't come. So Memele, so the Baraita that says that the Shoigik Loikansu, you have no Raya at all to Ravivi Shaila. Because here there's no reason why you shouldn't bring back the hand. Avoridia Tapas, Ravivi is a Shaila, Shvusu. It is an Isser Shvus to be Raya Pas Bishabit. The Nigzer of Bibinyan, Umishim Kaidim Shayavili Dei Chiyav Chato, Loibot Lugzei Rosa. So the Mela, you cannot say that just like over here, it is mutter to take it back. So who would then by Ravivi be mutter di esapas? It's no tushtel. By Haitia, Yode Mishach Sheikha, it's mutter because Chazal never comes in such a pool, since it was Bishayi. Masha'in came by Ravivi Rabbi, it could be it's also because there's an Isav Ravdi esapas. Rashi says, according to the what is the other Baraita speaking about? The other Baraita speaking about that Heitiyo the Mishav Sheikha b'meizit. So Rashi says, Nami loy tivshay. He also can't be poishit. Mi de konsul b'meizit. Hayla choyre, here I have already a raya to Rabbi Shaila. If a person stuck out his hand b'meizit, Mishav Sheikha. You're telling him the loch is he has to keep it there the whole Shabbat. He has to keep it there the whole Shabbos. No, maybe he might throw it down. If he came, you said he's mechuyev to keep it there. So l'chayra, I do have a raya to Rabbi Vishayla. So Rashi says no. So hosam lecha l'meichesh. No, there you don't have Rabbi Vishayla. Dilmer l'ishdinu sheyitchayev Mrs. Bezen. Lecha l'meichesh, dilmer l'ishdinu sheyitchayev Mrs. Bezen. So Rashi says, you have nothing what to worry about. If you tell this person you have to hold your hand outside, don't be afraid that he'll throw it down. You know why? Because he won't kill himself. He won't do a pula she is high of Mrs. Bezin. There's nothing but to worry about. So this knas the rabbonon will not bring about a greater chilul Shabbos. Don't worry about it. He won't throw it down. Avol hocha, but Ravivi, he can sing alayim al-Rabbis al-Kolkoch Yisra'iv Mrs. Bezin. Ravivi Shaila is that if you don't permit him to be Raidis Apas, so he's going to be a Mechalo Shabbos. So that's an Erem for Shaila. Maybe it's Kedai to waver the Yisra'idiyah in order that he shouldn't become a Mechalo Shabbos. Masha Enkein, by the case of a Heitiyah Yodai, don't worry about it. There won't be any Chilo Shabbos. So upon him we see from this Rashi did not hold like the first Teres of the Taisus Yishonim. The Taisus Yishonim says it's impossible to hold it there the whole time. He has to throw it down. Rashi did not hold like the first Teres. Rashi says he can hold it there. So the way Rashi says, from the Baraisis, we can't be patient anything. Could be say, Kamalus is not, it's only a knas. The knas is b'mezit and not b'shoigit. And we cannot be poishit Ravivi Shaila. The boy is saying, idi v'idi b'shoigit. I'll tell you another pshat in the Baraisis. Both Baraisis are speaking about b'shoigit. Hocha, because Shoygik Oto Meizit Komet Lugi. The Machloikis between the two Baraitis is as follows. That if they come from Shoygik Oto Meizit, Mao Sovo Konsu Shoygik Oto Meizit, or Mao Sovo Le Konsu Shoygik Oto Meizit. Now let us think 1 minute, what did the Gemara say over here? The Gemara said over here, that it's speaking about Shoygik, and the one Bereise that is a Machloikis of the two Bereises. One Bereise that says that it's also Lachziroi, because he holds Konsul Shoygik automated. So Lachire, according to Rashi, it seems that the Gemara is making a kintis that we should not be poishit the Iboi of Rabbivi from the two Bereises. L'chayre, so before, if it's speaking about Mezid, very good. The Mezid Rashi told us, there's nothing what to worry about. Leke l'meichesh dilme l'shdinu, she is high of Mrs. Bezin. But if here we are speaking about that he's a Shoigit, he's not a Mezid over here, he's a Shoigit. So Mrs. Bezin, he won't be Mechuyah. So l'chayre, so we should try to be poishit the shayla from Rabbivi bar Abaye. The Baraita that says that they asked him to bring back his hand, no, maybe he'll throw it down, and there's no fear of Mrs. Bezin on it. So, the Rosh Yosef says that Rashi, you have to take Rashi with a grain of salt. Rashi does not mean he won't throw it down to the Lekala Mechit Gumalistin, she is Chayiv Mrs. Bezin. Rashi means he won't do any pula to make a Chiyav Chilul Shabbos on him, to make a Chiyav Kodesh, a Chilul Shabbos B'Shoigik. He won't do anything. That's what Rashi means. Rashi means when he has an alternative, that's what the Gemara is telling us over here. If he has an alternative to prevent a Chilul Shabbos B'Raisa, his Zichah will prevent it. You have nothing what to worry about. You count on him. He deserves a Knash, you count on him. You're afraid it might get worse. It won't get worse. He won't jump from the frying pan into the fire. He won't do it further. So the Rosh Yosef says pshat that if he has to do a pu'ula in order to bring about a chilul Shabbos deraisa, he zicha won't do a pu'ula. The boy isaima la'olam loikam. Now the Gemara can say another akimt in the Baraita. La'olam loy konsu. The loy kashe. But there's still no kashe. So, loy kashe, it's no kashe on Rabbivi. Kan la'oysa chotza. Kan la'chotza rafer. So let us see what this akimt is. La'oysa chotza. Shohu oimid b'saycha mutter lahachzira. That means the Gemara is saying like this. Could be both Baraisas are speaking about B'Shoigik. So B'Shoigik, there never was a Knach. So if he wants to bring back his hands in the Chot, so Shehu Oymid B'Soicha Mutal Arzira. Because B'Shoigik, there never was a Knach. Avol L'Chot Racheret Hasmuchalo. But if he wants not to bring it back into this Chot, he wants to bring it to throw it into another chutz and another ishusayochid. Also lezelka. That to also lachzira means not lachzira to this chutz. To this chutz you're permitted to be marzirit, but it means one is not allowed to put it into another chutz. Kedivoi minei, and that there's a difference between this chutz and another chutz. Kedivoi minei rove meiravna. Rava asked a shayla from Rav Nachman. Hoysa yodai malaya peir. Vaitziya lechuk. He stretched out his hand into a rishus harab. Mar lahachzira la'isa chot. Is he permitted to bring it back into the chot? So I'm speaking about shaygik. Omar lay mutter. You're permitted to bring it back. But there's no, it's not a kamala, there's no knas, so much mutter. He asked them, L'chotzer acheres ma'o. He permitted to put it into another chotzer, another rishus hayochid. not his Rishus HaYochid and another Rishus HaYochid. That means, in reality, he's doing the same thing. He's taking from a Avir Rishus HaRabim into a Rishus HaYochid. So just like he's permitted to take it into his Rishus HaYochid, he's permitted to take it from this Avir Rishus HaRabim and throw it into another Rishus HaYochid. Malay also told them also. So he asked him, Umayishna, what's the difference? It's the same thing. If his hand doesn't have a din of a kamlus and they didn't come to him, so what's the difference between bringing it into his Rishus HaYochid and bringing it into a different Rishus HaYochid? They told them, L'chiseichel Allah kura de milche. See the Tupshotim in Rashi. He says, I'll tell you, the first shot is when you measure how much salt there is in a pile of salt, you tell me how many grains there are, then I'll tell you the difference. Hosom, he says, there's a meredik achilik. Hosom loy isavida machshavtoi, hoche isavida machshavtoi. That means like this. If he might eventually want to take it out of Rishus HaYochid and get into Rishus HaRabim. So there Chazal asked to take it out from one Rishus HaYochid to another Rishus HaYochid, which is Derech Avir Rishus HaRabim. Zogt Rashi, L'chiseichel Allah kura de milche, v'bdechusa ahadala. He answered him back with bdechusa. Shetim degli ku shal melach oimelo taimel shal dome. Lishna achine, l'chiseichel ole ku shal melach leisucha la shvoysam zu la zu. That means that the two velten, not a kasha. That means you can't be medame. Sometimes you have two foods, you make them both salted, they can taste the same. He says, you can't be medama, fully you'll be teichel, alei kushal mela, you cannot be medama these two cases. Doaz, machshavtoi, shniskavn lachanoisoi, mechotzel ze, loi niskaim, he wanted to get it out of the chot, out of the rishus ayochit, and he didn't accomplish anything. Tukach loi gozru, so they weren't gozer anything, he didn't accomplish anything. אבל לחוסר אחרס נתקיים למחשבתי, וגוזו, אם חזר לו גייזר, דילמה, זימנה אחיתי, if he can have in his mind, he's possible to evacuate his רשות היוח and get it out of his רשות היוח, now he got it into another רשות היוח, and eventually he showed it to רשות הרבים, he might throw it into a רשות הרבים. זאת תאיסה, מהו שתי עושה קרמלת, So Tosfos says, "Kegon shehoytzi yodei melei lochut v'lahadua." The whole shaila of the Gemara is, the whole shaila of Kamalis is when he stuck out his hand and now he wants to bring it back. So we have a shaila: is it considered he's taking from a Kamalis to a Rishus HaYochid? Avol beinyan acher, but legabi not bringing back the yad melei. It tiche does not have a shem kamlus. Why? But nan the perik basra de erivin. We learned a gemara in erivin that says as follows: Oymed adam b'rishus hayochid. A person can be standing in a rishus hayochid umetaltul b'rishus harabim. That means he's standing. He's in his rishus hayochid. He sticks his hand out of the window into the rishus harabim. And he can pick up something. The person is permitted to be metalto pochus midalat amas. So he's permitted to pick up something and put it 2 amas further away. Now, if you'll say that the yad has a din of a kamalis, so we have a tremendous problem over here. And he's metalto, beis amas b'shus harabim, there's a problem about it. As soon as he picks it up his hand, he's taking from a rishus harabim to a kamalis. He puts it back, so it's from a Kamalist to a Rishus HaRabim. So therefore, so how could the Gemara, if our Gemara had a thought that maybe the Yad, that's Muflig Migufay, we gave it a Din Kamalist to Memele, so how is he permitted, Oymit Odom, Rishus HaYochid, and Metalfo, Rishus HaRabim, well, they have a Kamalist, there we see it's not a Kamalist. So Pesach says, Elo le'inyin rishus shahaguf sham shedai meyaisa l'shtei rishuyu. So Pesach says, this shame kamalis that Chazal put on his hand is only legabi bringing it back to the Rishus HaYochid. That means it's only a Kalmelis legabi a Rishus HaYochid, it's called a Kalmelis. Because there are two Rishuyos. It's Iflig Rishus. So legabi his guf, it is considered a different Rishus. So there it's called a Kalmelis. Masha'enkein, the Gemara in Erevin, since he is not bringing it back into his own Rishus, it's only Legabi the Rishus HaRabim Gufe, they never gave it a Shem Kamala. That's what Taisa says. Rabbi Kevesha says he does not understand Taisa's problem. He says because the Gemara over there is speaking about it, he says like this. If he would have, he's standing in a Rishus HaYochid, and he's metalful Beis Amis B'Rishus HaRabim. So he says, if he would be speaking about that he lifted it up from the Rishus HaRabim, and he's holding it there, he made a Hanocha B'Yodot, and then he puts it back down, then you have a problem. So he took from a Rishus HaYochid, he was meniach in a kamelis, and then he put it back into a rishus. He reached from a rishus harabim, meniach the kamelis, and he put it back again into the rishus harabim. But the Gemara says, klorim eirevin, there was no hanocha whatsoever in the yad. That means it was never munach the yodai. So it was never munach the yodai, so the Kevega says, there's no iser bachlau to be metalto mirishus harabim, lirishus harabim, derech kamelis. There's no such iser whatsoever. So therefore, he doesn't understand Taisa's kasha. Mikansu rabbonon lahadura. So Rashi learned shat that the shaila of the Gemara was, did the mitayres knas, did they give it a shame kamalit? Taisa does not want to learn like that. Nira lari de gorat mi osrua. Did they give it a, not al knas, did they give it a shame kamalit? Le gorat mikansua. The lekamon b'somech ki mukme the lav to kamelis domi omrin in the osa lachzira mishum knat. So Taisa says, you see that there's two sugyas. The Gemara before klar the shaila is it be'etzem a kamelis, not al knat. Not the way Rashi learns that they al knat they gave it a shem kamelis. So Taisa says because the Gemara later says that if they feel it's not a kamelis, they still can't. So it seems the Gemara before is not the Teiris Knaf. So Teiris makes a Girse Osrua. Vishemo, Rash doesn't learn like that. Vishemo, then Teiris says, could be Geiris Knaf. Vishemo, Hodo Abdua Kikalmelis, Nami Havik Noso, the way Rashi says, could be that what they made it a Kalmelis is also the Teiris Knaf. Aye, so what's the difference between the two Gemaras? The Gemara before says that Al Knas is a Kamlis. Now the Gemara says it's not a Kamlis and it's still a Knas. But not Gemine, the also B'Shoigik Oimi Ba'oigyon. So Taisus wants to say no. The Nafkemine in the two Mahalchim is as follows. If the Knas was with a Geder, that Chazal said that B'Toyres Knas, we're making it a Kamelis. So then you have to be consistent. The fellow he stuck out his hand with Ba'oyyoyim, but the Chazal made it a Kamelis. You have to be consistent. If it's a Kamelis, it's a Kamelis. The fellow Chazal gave it a Din Kamelis B'Toyres Knas, but now it is a Kamelis. He will not be permitted to bring it back. But if you learn that there was a knas without a geder, it just says without any reason whatsoever, not permitted to bring it back. So then the halacha will be if he stuck it out by joint, he's permitted to bring it back because there is incontinence. Since Bishasa he stuck out his hand, he was not over an issa. Kan lemaila miyut v'intayma. So Taisa says the one baraisa that says you're allowed to bring it back. The Gemara says, could be it's a Kamelis. But L'mayla Miyud, it is Musa. In Taima, Taisus, L'mayla Miyud, L'chatzila Nami Musa Lohitziyeh, Tahave Mokim Ptu. So Taisus asks, why did the Baraisa say? The Baraisa says, Hoi so yodoy meleya peiris. Vahoitziya muta lahachzira. If it's lamaila miyud, you're allowed to stick out your hand. He didn't do anything wrong. He's taking from a reshus hayochid amokim too. So yit muta loitziya. Lamaila miyud lechatzila nami muta loitziya. Tahavi mokim too. That's Taisvis Kashi. Yesh loima, so Taisvis says a terif. The kamash malon. Ta'afilu haitziya mitchila derech mato miyud. So Taisvah says, Amoyra de Kechilis. Taisvah says, no. To stick out Lamaila Meyud is Zichem Mutter. The Beraita that says, that if he stuck out his hand, he's Mutter Lachzira Lamaila Meyud, is speaking about as follows. He stuck out his hand Lamata Meyud. So when he stuck out his hand Lamata Meyud, he stuck it out in a Rashus Arabic. And the Yad was a Kalmelis. Afal Pikein, by lifting up his hand, Lamaila Miyud, he'll be permitted to bring it back. Because now, as soon as it comes Lamaila Miyud, it becomes Ois Kamalis. It's only a Kamalis in the Rishus Harab, not Lamaila Miyud. So that's Pshat in the Beraita. Pshat in the Beraita is that if he stuck out his hand, Lamata Miyud, and he lifted his hand and it became Lamaila Miyud, is Memele, so then he's permitted to bring it back. Because the whole Shem Karmel is only when it's Lamata Miyud. When it becomes Lamaila Miyud, it loses the Shem Karmel. So let us think for 1 minute. So even though in this matter, it's considered he's taking from a Karmel to a Mokim Ptul to a Rishus Hayotis, and the Rashba brings down that one is not allowed to make such a, one is allowed to take from a Talmud to a Mokim Tzur, a Mokim Tzur to a Talmud. But to go from a Talmud to a Mokim Tzur to a Shus HaYochid is also, here for some reason Taisvus holds that it is Mutter. That's what we see from Taisvus. From a Talmud to a Mokim Tzur to a Shus HaYochid, that is Mutter. The Rashba asks a Moiridike Kashe on Taisvus. Taisvus just said now that you're permitted to lift up your hand and to bring it back into the Rishus HaYochid if it's Lamaila Miyud. Rek the Rashba, Amoyra Dikekash. The Gemara says, Kan Mishach Sheicho, Kan Miboidion. Mishach Sheicho, if a person stuck out his hand Mishach Sheicho, he's not permitted to bring back the hand. That the Gemara tivshet leider avabivi barabaye. So the Gemara sakashe that if you say he's not allowed to bring back his hand, he might come to the day chilul Shabbos, vadi chilul Shabbos, tov chilul Shabbos. Tivshet avabivi barabaye. Frek the Rashba kashe, where's the tivshet avabivi barabaye? He stuck out his hand. He won't hold it there the whole Shabbos. He won't throw it down. He'll just lift it up. Lamai lamiyul, then bring it back in. Taisus at uns dom migale given. Taisus just said over here that if a person sticks out his hand, you're not allowed to bring it back lamata miyud. But you always have an asset to bring a lamata miyud and bring it back. That's what Taisus says. Rektach the Rashba is the Gemara Pele. So the Gemara says, Tivshe to Rabbivi Barabaye. How can you be pressure of Rabbivi Barabaye? You won't come to Dei Chol Shabbos and just lift up his hand, lamata miyud, and they'll bring it in. So the Rashba says, why do you say it's talking about his hand is in a hole? The right between the hand is in his hole, can't lift it. The Rashba doesn't like that. Sittas Vas Emes, Amoyra de Keteres on the Rashba's God. He says, you're chaperoning with the wrong person. Taisvus never meant what you said. There's two mahalchim in the Gemara if one is permitted to bring back his hand. The first mahalach in the Gemara is not, according to Taisvus, not the Gedus not. The first mahalach is, it's a Kalmelis. His hand is a Kalmelis. That means there's no knossos over here. This is automatic. He sticks out his hand. So the mele is the kamelis. So the mele is not allowed to bring it back. He's taking from a kamelis to the shusayot. So Taisvah says, if the whole iser is, if he's taking from a kamelis to the shusayot, so Taisvah says, if he lifts up his hand, so he's not taking from a kamelis to the shusayot. It becomes ois kamelis in the mokim ptul. So the mele, so he's not taking from a kamelis to the shusayot. So there's no reason why he should be yoker. That if you learn that the Isser is because it has a shame kamalis.
But the Gemara later is going about that it's not a Kamus. It's only Osir al Knas. Chazal said, you stuck at you hold it there. Why? Don't ask any questions. Why? You just hold it there. So then the Svartana says, hold it up there. The looking up won't help the situation. The only Svaras Taismus that Taismus said he can lift up his head was only according to the first Lashon of the Gemara. The first Lashon of the Gemara that says, Edi Sovus as a Kamali. In the whole Shaila is, so why is it Mutter? Because it's Lamaila Miyud. So Taismus says, Lamaila Miyud. Okay, so even he stuck it out Lamata Miyud, he can lift it up. But if the Pam is up Knaf, so he says, lifting up a Zichir won't help. Then it's a memela, so the Rajbis Kash is not Shver. So the Gemara, Rabbi Yibar Abai, declared a Shaila, Itiru Leila Radoita. Rava Gav Domrina Bereish Hashanah Beperek Yomtev, Kol Meleches Avoide Leisatu, Yotot Ki Yeshayfer Adi Yitapasha Chochmi Ve'inu Melocha. So what's the problem, what's wrong in being Reide Apas in Shabbat? Mikol Mokai Mide Rabonan Asure, Kedaoma Bechol Kisve Yakoidish. That the midrabbanon is not min atayret. Muta midrabbanon is also. V'lo yirde b'marde elo b'sakim. The Gemara says if a person by mistake did not take out the chalas, he put in the chalas before Shabbos. If he did not take them out in the Shabbos already, so there will matter l'tayrech kovit Shabbos to take them out. V'lo yirde b'marde elo b'sakim. But he's also not to take it out with a marde. He has to do a shin and take it out with a marde. So we see Klomi, the Rabbonin is also Rebiyat Apas. So the Maram speaks out beautifully. So there they were only Mata Lekovit Shabbat. This person doesn't have Chalas, he's allowed to take out the Chalas with a Marde, Lekovit Kovit Shabbat. But in our case, when this person will take out the Chalas, it's not Lekovit Shabbat. It can only take them out before it bakes. But it bakes already, it sits too late already. He's a Mechalas Shabbat already, then he's cooked. Not to forget about the Chalas. So Al-Kaponim, the whole Shaila was he should take it out before it gets completely baked. So there's no Kovit Shabbat. So here they weren't Mater either. But Al-Kaponim, Taisvah says that they were only Mater, it's an issue, the Rabban is only Mater the Kovit Shabbat. So here they were Shaila, they were Mater the sister. Let us learn the Gemara first. These two Taisvahs are very complicated and Shatovadikah Taisvahs in. So let us learn the Gemara further. Gufa, zok de gemara, boi Ravidi bar Abaye, hidvik pas betana. Let us go now to Ravidi bar Abaye shay. Hidvik pas betana. He tiro loy la radoisoi koidem sheyovai lidei chiyukhat. Oi loy tiro. He klar a shayla wa they matter the isa rediyis a pas in order he shouldn't come lidei chiyukhat. Oma lei rav ache bar Abaye la ravine heichi domi. What is the story speaking? How's the story speaking? Ilema v'shoigig. It's this person, when he's stuck in the pot, he's talking about a chatos over here. So he's a shoigig. So ilema v'shoigig. He's stuck in pas or Shabbos already. He's a shoigig. He didn't know that today's Shabbos. He didn't know that he is also. V'lo yitkelei. He didn't remember that it's Shabbos. Vayem is noch, heint is not Shabbos. Or he doesn't know that a fee is also. So leman hitiru. So what is the shaila? Are you mafe him to take it out that he shouldn't be mechalo Shabbos? This person doesn't know that it's Shabbos. What's the shaila? This person thinks it's mutter to bake bread on Shabbos. So he doesn't know that it's Shabbos. So what's your shaila? Ve'elala. So you have to say the shaila speaking about the ahada ve'itka that we put it in taka in Shabbos. He forgot all about that it was Shabbos. In 5 minutes in Shabbos, Bam chapter the Oyvei today Shabbos. So now he's asking Geshayla. He comes to the Rabbon and asks Geshayla, maybe you'll permit me to make Rediyas Apas now. So he says, oh, if it is speaking about that he reminded himself, so this person is not Mechuyev Achatos anymore. Mi Mechayev, so this person is Chayev Achatos, for Asnan. We learned in our Mishnah, Kol Chai Vechatoi, in order to be Mechuyev Achatos, Einon Chayovim Ashetehei Tchiloson Shkoga Vesayvon Shkoga. In order to be Mechuyev Akobim Chatos, it has to be, Bishas, he did the pool, he was a Shoigik, in the durance of the whole Malach, he was a Shoigik. But here, if he reminded himself in the middle, so memele, so the shaila is not itiru l'radoyse. He shouldn't be mechuyev achatos. He's never mechuyev achatos. If you look, he won't be merad. He's not mechuyev achatos because now, before the gemar malach, he became amazed. He's not mechuyev achatos. Elo b'mezit. So the gemar says, no, it's not speaking about shaydik. It's speaking about mezit. The gemar says b'mezit. So, koytim shiyavu ve'yisaskila mi boilei. So you phrase the shaila wrong. The shaila should be he tiru le'radoyse koytim shiyavu ve'yisaskila. Omar Rav Shila loylom b'shaydik. No, so Rav Shila says we'll speak about this person was a shaydik. He doesn't know that it's Shabbos. And he thinks he's not doing anything wrong. So what's the shaila? Who's asking the shaila? L'man he tiru l'acheirim. The shaila is for acheirim. That means someone else was watching the whole thing. He sees Yenner put in the challah. And then he thought Rafi is mutter. Then geiter to shul. A geit makabel Shabbos. And someone else comes in and he sees the whole story. So now he's asking a rav Yenner. He's saying by kala by kala. But I'm here by the yomim. I see he's got. By the time he comes back, it'll be a makabel Shabbos. So another person is asking a shaila. Am I permitted? Were you matter for me? The iser adia kedai Yenner shouldn't become a makabel Shabbos. Laman he tiru l'acheirim. The gemara is klang a shaila. Well, we matter. A fremder person, the Isser, the Diyas Apas, today this person, this Shaygik, shouldn't be Mechalo Shabbos. Maskit lo Rav Sheishes, he says, is that such a Shaila? V'chi oimrim loy lo Odom chatei kedei sheyitzke chaveilcho? Is there such a musig that Reuben should do a chet kal? That kedei sheyitzke chaveilcho, that Shimon shouldn't be That Shimon shouldn't be nichshol na avera chamura. There's no such thing. There's no shaila. That Bibi also wouldn't play such a shaila. Elo amar Rav Ashi lo'olam b'mezit. We'll go back to the Friedeke Kinte. It's speaking about b'mezit. The aim of you only had a problem. The lashon of Rav Bibi atzvayavu deichiyat chatos. So we'll change it. The aim of kaidim shiyavu deyisaskiyu. That is the shaila. The shaila is. Well, we matter this Redi, today he shouldn't come with a Yisrael Skila. Ravach Berei Berov Masi Lo Behedye. Ravach Berei Berov, when he heard, he said over this member of Rabbi, he said, Plorem Yisrael Skila. And he heard from Rabbi was patient to Shaila. Oma Rabbi Barabaye, Hidvik Pas Petano, Itiru Leila Radoisai Koidem Sheyovin Lidei Yisrael Skila. So, take matter Redi is a pass, Kaidim Shiyavu de Yisuskila. Let us see Rashi. So Rashi says, Voloi itker Kaidim Afiya al Shegigosa Shi Shabbat, Oisha Malacha Zuwasura, if he's a Kaseida de Keshoige, Lamane Tiro, so who should we be matter? Voloi Masik Adaita Love is a Shoilaka. He doesn't know that he did anything wrong to ask such a Shaila. Ella the Yahada Vitka Kaidim Afiya, he reminded himself before the Afiya that it is Shabbos. So me mechayev chatos b'afiyosa, he's got mechuyev chatos. The halach is chilosa v'saifa. Chilos ha-malacha v'saifa loy noida loy shigigosi ha-shenik v'ra-aveira. Then one is mechuyev chatos. The Gemara said, no, the shayel's lachayim. Acher shero, another person who saw the soul maitre, ubala for nainu lishola radoiso, kainu shiyove chaveiro lidei chiyiv chatos. So the Gemara says that's also no shayla, but the oimrim loy lo odom tei vechatei isa kal, kadeish lo yitrayiv chaveilcha oine shchomo. So that also can be a shayla. So the Gemara says that the takhi is the begeiris is the skile, behegye skile, ubaloshim pshituse, Beloy beloshin boi masni ravache berei de ravove berei de rove nusa de ravbidi.